Christy Grainer, and I'm here with Brittany Wagner. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And we are with Dare to Believe Ministries. We're here to interpret some dreams for you. We have a place on our website where you can submit a dream if you're a dreamer. You also can learn how to interpret dreams if you'd like, and we would love to have you do that. Will you tell them how they can get connected?
Yes, it's www.dtbmn.org/dreams.
Mm-hmm. So we do have some dreams from dreamers that have been sent in to us. The dreamer has already got a dream back, but we're using this dream to explain to you how we came up with the interpretation we gave them. And again, we call this ancient Hebraic dream interpretation because it's very biblically based. So we want to encourage you to study the scripture and study the dreams and the metaphor in scripture. It'll help you be a better dream interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this dream we have is titled On the Mountaintop.
And why is it important to know what the title is? We'll ask you. If you send a dream into us, we'll ask you for your title.
Yeah, the title is so important because it actually relays what's important to the dreamer or what stood out to the dreamer as a part of the dream. And a lot of times dreams kind of go a lot of different places and there's a lot of metaphors. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's hard to really know what really stuck out to the dreamer and what the dreamer felt was really important. And so a title is a really good way to do that.
Yeah, it's like they distill down to what really stuck out to them, and mm-hmm. it's helpful to have the title. So we will ask you for a title when you send in your dream.
So again, it's On the Mountaintop is this title. And I'm going to read the dream back here. I was sitting in the grass on a hill. The grass was perfectly maintained, and I was gazing at how beautiful the sky was. It was a nice sunny day with blue skies and white clouds. I began looking around and seeing a lot of birds everywhere on the hill. I thought to myself, I better get up and get going. And when I stood up, it looked like I was going to have to climb a mountain. I thought to myself, I hope I don't disturb the birds while trying to climb this mountain and make them mad. So I began walking up the mountain and didn't seem hard at all. And I didn't seem to disturb the birds at all. As I reached the top, I felt somewhat scared because I thought to myself, I don't know if I can reach the top to climb up all the way. I looked at my right and I saw a large eye. I was not scared, and it looked at me in a very calm way, almost reassuring, to tell me I can do it. I felt confident at that point and reached up and climbed on top of the mountain. When I looked back to see what the eye was looking at, it was so beautiful from that view. Everything, the sky, the clouds, the birds, the grass, the hill. I then looked down the other side and it looked like a regular hill with some nice grass, except I could see the streets, stoplights, street signs, and all the simple things in life. I then thought to myself, I better get going for my kids, or my kids are going to start looking for me. When I woke up, I was hearing a very nice, almost harp-like music, but then it faded away.
That's a good dream.
Yeah. That's a I like the slow waking up to harp music.
Yeah. And so a good way to make sure you're taking the whole dream in and getting it correct is to repeat it back to the dreamer. And I love to do that. So I think it's very, very helpful, and I encourage you to do it. So I'm going to tell it back to you. So the dreamer's on, it's beautiful, it's bright, and it's light, which is important. That tells us a lot. So I'll tell you why in a minute. But she's laying on this hill, and it's grass, and it's beautiful, and there's birds all around, and the birds are just sitting there. And she knows it's time to get up and get moving up this mountain. And so she's afraid when she gets up that she'll disturb the birds, but she doesn't. She gets up, and she starts walking up this hill, and it's actually quite easy. So she's getting really close to the top. And now it's time to really summit the mountain, basically. And she's a little concerned. So, and she sees this eye, just mm-hmm. out of the middle of her eye looking at her. But she makes her feel good. She mm-hmm. likes the eye, which that tells you a lot in the dream, uh-huh. which would creep me out in real life, an eye hanging. But the eye's there. And she then has the courage to go up to the top of the mountain. And the eye is encouraging her, basically. Mm-hmm. And she gets to the top of the mountain. She looks out one way, and it's just a beautiful vista. She looks down the other way and she sees kind of the town, stoplights, cars, all that kind of thing. And then she realizes, I better get home because my family's going to miss me. And that's the end of the dream. And she wakes up to harp music, which is good. Very peaceful.
Yes.
Little angels playing the harp.
And so, the eye giving her the confidence to move on. It's such an interesting part of the
movie. Right. But, you know, there's a psalmist that the Lord has his eye on you. Mm-hmm. And you're the apple of his eye. And he will guide you with the movement of his eye. And that's really what this is all about. You know, it comes back to looking at what's in Scripture.
Yeah.
And we know that it's not an evil eye or anything nasty because of how she feels.
Yeah.
She likes, first of all, she keeps going on, and then it's a lot easier than she thought it was going to be. And that's a message in his dream. We've got to go higher in the spirit, and it's easier than you think it's going to be. And the Lord's going to guide you with his eye. He's going to direct you with his eye. He's going to encourage you with his eye. He's got his eye on you.
Yeah.
You know?
And that eye is going to give you the confidence to push forward to get to the top.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we know that it's a dream from the Lord. First of all, the emotion in it is all positive. There's nothing negative. But sometimes there's negative things in dreams from God because he's correcting us or telling us something tough's going to happen. So that's not the only indicator, but it's also fully bright and colorful and green and peaceful. And these birds, which would be spirit, this, you know, spiritual things, the Holy Spirit or things of the Spirit, are all just there.
Yeah. And she had a little bit of fear maybe about the birds, about disturbing them or making them mad. But that fear was so minute. And once she started climbing, the fear went away. It was fine. It was an issue.
Right. There isn't a problem. Yeah, she's anticipated a problem that isn't a problem.
Yes.
And she is going higher. So the Lord's encouraging her. She's already made a journey to go higher. And when in the direction you are going in a dream tells you a lot about where you are going in the spirit. Mm-hmm. So dreams that are from the Lord are always about spiritual things. So she's already made a journey up high because she's up in this meadow. So she's already gone up quite a ways, but it's time now to go higher. Right.
Yeah.
So don't just rest where you are. There's always more with the Lord. He takes us from glory to glory to glory. There's always more. So it's time to go. And she's a little bit concerned about ruffling some feathers, literally,
yes,
about making things, you know, making a mess or causing people or things of the spirit to get ruffled up. But it's not a problem at all. Yeah. In fact, it's easier than she anticipated.
Yeah. Keep your eyes on me and you'll have the confidence to move.
Right.
Forward. Yeah.
And then she has the confidence to go, and it's much easier than she thought, but yet she has to go to the very top, and that scares her, but the Lord's eyes on her and he gives her the confidence to go. And then what does she see? She sees all these beautiful things and she sees all the town. So the Lord is giving her his vantage point on everything, which is, you know, we are able to go. Scripture tells us we are seated in the heavenly places, and Jesus died for us to have that ability to be seated in the heavenly places. We can see things from his vantage point.
Yeah.
And he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Mm. Right.
Yeah. And she has two vantage points, which actually speaks to us, right? We can see from, you know, heaven's perspective, and we can see from this perspective in the natural. And so what I find interesting is she sees the city and the streets, but then she also sees the grass, the lush, you know, so it's almost like she's given two different perspectives in that too.
Right. But I believe that's heaven's perspective on both. It's heaven's perspective on the city.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're in the midst of the city, it just, all you see is the junk. But what's God's perspective on things? How does he see it? How does he want her? So she's probably an intercessor. The dream doesn't say she is, but to have God's vantage point on things.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful dream. It's about her. She's being called to higher places. The Lord wants to remind her he's got his eyes on her, you know, and he will direct her with his eyes.
Yeah.
So good. It is a good dream. So light and color and emotion will tell you a lot about what happens in a dream. It may seem really strange. It'd be a totally different dream had she seen this eye and be filled with fear. Mm. You know, that'd be a totally different dream. And it could have been that. That could have easily been it. That would have changed everything in the dream. So how the dreamer feels, the light and color, that all means something in the dream.
And so again, if you want to submit a dream through the dream interpretation submission form, you'll just go to dtbmn.org/dream. And also on that page is Christy's class where she teaches online called Understanding Your Dreams is what the class is called. And she walks you through dream interpretation as well.
So thanks for joining us. I'm Christy Grainer. I'm here with Brittany Wagner, and we're with Dare to Believe Ministries.